Hey, what's up? It's Dr. Ward. Welcome to this episode of Into the Fix. Today's Mother's Day, so happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. Happy Mother's Day to all the children who have mothers out there, which should pretty much, I think, count for all of us. So in the spirit of Mother's Day, I'm going to talk a little bit about parenting. And so one of the things I hear a lot, especially as kids get older and they turn into teenagers and then adults, if they're not really doing well, if they're not really launching the way that we would have hoped they would have, a lot of times I'll hear parents say things like, I just don't know what we did wrong, or I don't know how we screwed this thing up, or whatever it is. And then they proceed to carry a lot of guilt with them because their kids are not behaving or not turning out the way they thought they would. And so I thought it might be good to take a few minutes and talk about what it means to be a good parent. What's it mean specifically today to be a good mom? And I got good news for all the moms listening. I'm not going to bash you. I'm not going to go crazy. Most of you by the end of this should be on the good, if not great, end of the spectrum. So when I was younger, I have a son who's 22. And so when I was younger, when he was first born, I think I would have had a really good idea of what I would say constituted a good parent. Right. And it probably would have involved a lot of things about teaching him the right things, making sure he did the right things, making sure he turned out to be a good person, et cetera, et cetera. But as I've gotten older, my perspective on that has started to change a little bit. And I'll tell you why. Because anybody who knows me has heard me talk plenty about my older son. And it's not a newsflash to anybody who knows me or my older son that his high school / early college years were not very smooth. In fact, they were very difficult. Him and I got into it a lot. He had problems in school, had to be relocated to a different school, those sort of things. And so I found myself in a place where I had to ask myself, am I really a good parent if the kid who I'm trying to raise is doing all the things I'm asking him not to do? If he's behaving the exact opposite of the way I'm trying to raise him, how could I actually say I'm a good parent if that's the case? And then I started thinking about that. And where I landed was basically this. It's not my job to make sure that my son does everything he's supposed to do. That's kind of up to him, right? If you believe in free will, if you believe in people's ability to sort of choose their own destinies, that's kind of up to him. My job as a parent is to make sure that I teach him everything that he needs to know, that I try to teach him the lessons. Now, it doesn't mean he's always going to get them, and it doesn't mean he's always going to do what it is he knows he's supposed to be doing. But for me, as a parent, I believe my job is to make sure I've taught him the things that he needs to know. And then sort of what he does with that information is up to him. So in light of that, I want to ask a very, very simple question. What makes a good parent? And for me, I sort of break parenting into three categories. The first one's easy. It's just bad parents. And it's probably not going to be what you think. But to me, a bad parent is simply usually a bad person. So it's somebody who parents selfishly because they're a selfish person. It's a parent who puts themselves in front of their kid because they put themselves in front of everybody. It's a person who feels like they have a right to harm people because they have a right to harm anybody. And so to me, bad parents is going to occupy a relatively small sliver of parents because it's basically shitty people doing shitty things to their kids. Maybe they're abusive, maybe they're demeaning, maybe they're just mean. So to me, a bad parent is someone who's not interested in doing what is best for their kid. They're interested in doing what's best for them. And if you're interested in doing what's best for you, in my book, you're not likely to be a very good parent. It's just that easy. I think most of us are going to fall into this next category, and that's good parents. And for me, good parents are people who try to do the right thing. They try to teach their kids the right messages. They try to reinforce those lessons by instilling discipline when they need to or imposing punishments when they need to. And by and large, their primary goal is to do what they can to make sure that their child learns the lessons that life needs them to learn and learns how to function in this society as sort of a healthy, normal human being. But make no mistake, good parent doesn't mean perfect. Good parent doesn't mean that I'm always going to teach my kid everything they need to know. Why? Because I don't always know what they need to know. I know what I think they need to know, but then there are lessons that don't always sort of track with what I would thought. For instance, I remember a few months ago, maybe a year ago, my son, who by the way, now is doing better, just to alleviate any of that sort of questions in your mind. He's doing better. He's in school. He's about to graduate in a few months. Anyways, so he was furnishing an apartment with his girlfriend, and they had found this Ottoman footrest sort of thing that they wanted to buy off of Craigslist or some marketplace thing. And so it was a really nice, expensive piece. It was a good deal. So his girlfriend just sort of bought it sight unseen, and he went to pick it up. And then he comes home, and this thing is a mess. There's pet hair all over it, stains all over it. It's just a mess. And so I proceed to spend, you know, a good hour and a half, 2 hours scrubbing this thing, deep cleaning this thing, spot bodying this thing, all that sort of stuff. And I told my son, hey, you know, the next time you guys buy something, the golden rule is you don't give people money until you've seen what it is they're selling you. But why was I teaching him that lesson now? Well, one, because it was relevant, it had just occurred. And two, there's no reason why I needed to teach him how to buy used furniture when he was 12. It came up when he was 20, came up when he was 21. Why? Because it was sort of appropriate. And so I wouldn't have in my brain thought when he was 10 or 11 or 12 to, hey, say, you know what, when you're going to be buying furniture in the future, make sure you do it the right way. I wouldn't have thought to do that because it wasn't a lesson that sort of rose to the top. And so for me, a good parent teaches their kids the things that they know are important for their kids to know. It doesn't mean we're always going to catch everything, and it doesn't mean we're always going to get every lesson out, because there are going to be some that slide past us. There are going to be some that we don't realize our kid needs to know. And sometimes, quite honestly, there are going to be lessons that our kids need to know that we never learned. And so part of it is they're learning and we're learning, and we didn't do it because we didn't know it. To me, that's a good parent. A good parent is trying to put their kid first. A good parent is trying to set their kid up to be successful in life, to know how to work a job, to know how to function in society. And the final category to me is a great parent. And this one is tricky, because I would say that there are lots of good parents, lots and lots and lots of good parents. But I'd say that what it takes to be a great parent is very, very challenging. Because for me, a great parent is somebody who does all the things that we just described, tries to instill good values in their kid, tries to teach the lessons that they know their kid needs to learn, tries to instill the values they know their kid needs to have. They do all those things while at the same time giving their child room to do those things in a way that makes sense to them. And what I mean is, I don't get to tell my son how he lives his life. I can tell my son what I think a good life is. I can tell my son what I think morals and principles are. But at the end of the day, I don't get to decide for my son the path he walks. That's his path to choose. My job as a parent, as a great parent, is to support him no matter what path he chooses. To make sure that the values I instill are the same values no matter what path he's on. That the confidence and the admiration he gets from me, he gets that no matter what path he's on. And to me, the reason why that's a hard standard is because a lot of people don't like that. We want our kids to be what we want our kids to be because we think it reflects on us. And I think a great parent's able to step back and say, you know what? This is not my life to live. This is my life to guide. This is my life to try to shape, right? My goal is to try to shape my son into what I think is his best self. But at the end of the day, he has to decide what his best self is. And to me, a parent who can give their kid the space to do that and genuinely do that moves from being a good parent, like most of us, into a great parent. And so on this Mother's Day, what I want to say is that most all of you are good mothers. The good news is it doesn't take much for you to move into being a great mother or to be a great parent. So that's it for me. That's it for this episode. Be sure to follow me on Instagram and Facebook at Into The Fix. If you have any questions or anything you want to run by me, DM me and I'll answer you. If you happen to be in Pittsburgh, I have a private pay practice location I'm opening in Swickley. Information for that can be found at andrewwardphd.com. This is Dr. Ward. I'll talk to you again next time.